about court, okay? I don't care. See you tomorrow. Really good show today. So I yelled at a few people. So sue me. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. They took the federal bailout money, your tax dollars, but we're learning today one big-name bank is still planning a mega party in Las Vegas for high-ranking employees. ABC's Aaron Katursky is live with details.
Wells Fargo, Alex, booked 12 nights at the Wynn Hotel for a conference this Friday with the bank's top mortgage officers. A little later this month, the insurance division is off to the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Other banks have canceled these kinds of employee junkets, but Wells Fargo says recognition events are still part of our culture. Wells Fargo received $25 billion in taxpayer bailout money, Alex.
A lot of surprise in Washington today when two of President Obama's choices for his administration took their names out of the running because they failed to pay taxes. ABC's Ann Compton is live at the White House with more on that.
One day, Alex, after President Obama expressed absolute confidence in Tom Daschle, the cabinet nominee abruptly withdrew, admitting that his belated payment of more than $100,000 in income taxes is a distraction. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president agrees.
The president has set the highest ethical standards for this administration and has spoken often of an ethic of responsibility that he expects all of us to meet.
Nancy Killefer, appointed a senior budget watchdog, also withdrew today. She failed to pay $900 related to nanny taxes, Alex.
The big automakers are out with their sales numbers today from January, and it does not look good, as we hear from ABC's Richard Davies.
General Motors sales fell off a cliff, Alex, tumbling 49% compared to the year before. Ford sales were down 40%, and Toyota, which was on a roll in early 2008, saw sales drop 32%. This continues a trend. For the fourth month in a row, industry sales dropped more than 30%. Alex?
Checking the markets, the Dow up 140 points. You're listening to ABC News.
I consider myself very careful when I shop online, but that didn't stop identity thieves from taking over my life. Now I'm paying for it. What a nightmare.
Don't become a victim of online identity theft. Protect yourself with Identity Guard Total Protection now with ID Vault from the company that already protects over 8 million people worldwide. This is serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Call 877-600-2669 today or visit identityguard.com.
When was the last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Look, your tax problem could get worse unless you get help. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation. You could save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call 800-539-9208. That's 800-539-9208.
A day after a new Pentagon report was released outlining the tough battle ahead in Afghanistan, today militants blew up the main U.S. supply route into Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. ABC's Nick Schifrin has more from Islamabad.
Militants have stepped up their attacks on the supply line through Pakistan recently. They destroyed hundreds of trucks full of U.S. materials, but this is the first time they've blown up a bridge. It crosses a dry riverbed and is short and shallow enough that people can still walk across. But right now, none of the 200 trucks that cross every day can pass, and it's not clear when the supply line will reopen. The U.S. has been trying to find alternative routes to Pakistan's volatile tribal areas, where about three-quarters of supplies for the war pass through. But Pakistan will always be the fastest and easiest route into landlocked Afghanistan.
What was that shaking last night in New Jersey? That was an earthquake, and a fairly sizable one, 3.0 magnitude. It was enough to get the attention of Won Young Kim, a seismologist in New York.
It was felt by many people. Low magnitude in the sense of general earthquake, but not in this area. In this area, in New Jersey, that magnitude 3 corresponds to relatively significant earthquake.
Police say the quake triggered a flood of 911 calls with people reporting windows rattling and houses vibrating. Many thought there had been an explosion. There were no reports of damage or injuries. The bad economy means a team of high-tech police investigators will be shut down in Northern California, a computer crimes task force that had been working on high-profile cases. This is ABC News.
Another Vanguard simple truth. Investment costs count. High costs can be a drain on your portfolio, so we keep costs down. In fact, the average mutual fund charges 6 times more than we do. It's your money. Hold on to it. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
KTO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. $202 billion, that's how much Zillow.com claims was the total amount of lost equity on Bay Area homes last year. Real Estate Valuation Service claims the loss was caused by foreclosures, recession, and tighter lending standards. It's another winter spare the air day. That means no burning wood either indoors or outdoors. And the union representing Chico firefighters has agreed to give up raises for 2 years and roll back wages for new hires to save jobs. Let's check your traffic from the KTO Traffic Center. Okay, well, in other news today, California's education chief says more spending cuts will have a devastating effect on schools. Jack O'Connell says the state is on track to be the 50th in the nation in per-pupil spending. And Wells Fargo officials facing criticism today for going ahead with a series of corporate junkets to Las Vegas casinos next month. Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny and unseasonably warm this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
To your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Here's a very a strange phenomenon. Sales of maternity wedding dresses. Now, if you had a bunch of money to put together, hey, I got a business idea for you. Let's go into maternity wedding dresses. Well, these are figures from England. 10% of brides are pregnant. And indeed, here is a couple of maternity shops that have a specialty, maternity wedding dresses, and yes, there's a picture of it. It says here, it's a trend among couples that shows no sign of slowing down. And yes, the dresses are white. Yeah, here's a suggestion. You want to save the planet? Everybody talking about all the things we can't do and shouldn't do to cut emissions, etc. And I'm totally behind this. This fella says, you want to have yourself some fun and joy without costing the earth? And, of course, the hit is on an old favorite, having sex. This is a report on the BBC based on some research that people are putting renewed energy into inexpensive pastimes, lest you forget. I'm always reminded of those who feel their sex lives are flagging about those two books that got published this year, one by a very conservative couple, another by a very liberal couple. And both of them making the suggestion is to, I have to think about this. I thought about it when I saw it, and I'm not quite sure of the conclusion, but the couples got to write a whole book about it and had certain glowing reports. Have sex every night. One couple for 100 days, one couple for 365 days in a row. Just force themselves to do it. And it almost sounded like they had to force themselves. The fella in the 365-day book, he says, the last night was kind of like going to see my accountant about taxes. So I guess anything can get old. Yes, here's a... throw him in jail. 6 months jail sentence. Young enthusiast here making threatening calls to University of California scientists who happen to use animals for research. And you don't have that right. Express yourself, educate people, promulgate your ideas, but to threaten people with phone calls all night long because you just don't happen to agree with their perspective on life is inappropriate. And this guy sounds really weird anyway. And, of course, a cleric who said Hurricane Katrina was God's punishment for homosexuality is made a bishop by the Vatican. The Vatican did renege, was it last week, the week before, promotion of a bishop who is one of a Holocaust denier. And the Pope reaffirmed his unity with Jews on this issue. And this time, a little controversial. It angers me in a way, and it is so inconsistent in thinking. In other words, logically, it makes no sense. What's the matter? There's nobody else besides homosexuals who live in New Orleans? There aren't God-fearing, wonderful people, religious people, believers? So I don't understand. I've never in my life come across a person like this that I could sit down to and try to see if there's something a little loose in their head, or they don't have an understanding of logic or God's love and mercy. Right? So what can I say? And yes, the same person thought Harry Potter is satanic. I can't answer this one. I got to leave it up to you. You couldn't pay me to do it. This is a survey on how to solve some of our health crises in terms of money. And here's an unscientific poll asking readers of a health blog what their solution is. And number one was lowering reimbursements for specialists and giving the money to primary care doctors. And, you know, specialists can make more money. They often, but not always, remember primary care doctors, if you have a family practitioner or an obstetrician, I'm not sure how obstetricians became primary care doctors. I mean, that's another story, but they take an extra residency. Some specialty training is much longer, tougher, puts you deeper in debt. But it says here, although Congress could fund primary care through budget-neutral adjustments in Medicare physician schedules, there are some distinct disadvantages. Strong opposition from many, many different groups. Now, the question I would propose is, how much money should a doctor make? If a doctor made the same amount of money as a plumber, and sometimes they do, what would be your incentive? I know what you're thinking. I'll get there in a second. What would be your incentive to go to school for 15 years? I mean, you understand you graduate from high school. Become a physician is 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 4 years of residency, another year of internship. What's that, 13, 14 years of additional schooling? Well, you say, well, because you want to help people. Yeah, right. Whatever you do in life, you do to help people? No, you do it for money. Oh, there's obviously wonderful additional incentives and the joy of practicing medicine in terms you are helping your fellow human beings, just like some of your jobs. But at what point does it backfire on you? We already have trouble getting the best and the brightest kids going into medicine. I meet young people, my own children included. I said, do not go into medicine. It sucks. I said it straight to them. And by the way, my feeling is shared by more than 50% of doctors who would not do it again themselves, would not want their kids to go into medicine. That's pathetic. So the question is, you know, you got $20 million to give someone who stuffs a ball through a hoop. That's kind of okay. We kind of condone that, but a brilliant neurosurgeon shouldn't make a few hundred thousand dollars a year? Look at these animals on Wall Street. We condone that. So I just don't know. I don't know what appropriate reimbursement would be for a doctor. Remember, doctor's fees are not the major part. You take the healthcare pie in terms of what we spend the most money on, doctor's fees are not number one. It has to do with, you know, things, drugs, hospitals, et cetera. Here's a Associated Press story. A third of U.S. children take vitamins, and they probably don't need them. And the kids in the poorest health who nutritionally might need them are the least likely to take them. And they profile a typical mom here. Well, you know, I want to make sure my kid is healthy. And, you know, my kid doesn't really kind of eat right. And so vitamins are the key to health. Vitamins are not the key to health. We haven't studied them big time like we have in adults, and they're worthless and even dangerous in adults. And the ideal, it says here, kids in the study who had the ideal profile, these kids ate higher fiber diets, higher milk intake, lower fat and cholesterol intake, lower computer use, greater physical activity, lower obesity. They had insurance coverage, good health care access, whose parents said they were in good health. Those kids were the highest users of vitamins. $2 billion down the toilet. Speaking of vitamins, remember, one of my beefs is that vitamins, seven or eight vitamins in them. There's hundreds, maybe thousands of micronutrients found in fruits and vegetables that are good for you. So here's a study on drinking apple juice slows the accumulation of the protein fragments that damage the brain in Alzheimer's disease. Okay, yes, it's an animal study. Yes, it was sponsored by the apple people. But the point is that, and it was a decent study. And giving apple juice to these animals improved their performance in maze tests, prevented decline in performance at a company's aging. It lowered the animal's beta amyloid production. That's the substance of these plaques that we think have some relationship to Alzheimer's disease. But to me, the broader point is, okay, so what is it in apple juice that's doing it? It ain't the vitamins, because vitamins have failed to prevent Alzheimer's disease. Vitamin A, B, C, D, you know, that kind of thing. Ritalin, another animal study. You know what Ritalin is? Can cause the brain changes in animals that are the same you see when you give or you addict these animals to cocaine. This is a study funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. And while we think Ritalin is relatively safe, the careful long-term studies, and those are the kind of studies that have come back to bite us in so many other instances. You know, we were told estrogen was safe. We were told, you know, hundreds of drugs that they were safe until finally we did the long-term studies. And I'm not convinced, as you know, I've expressed my feelings often here, that, you know, 7% of our kids in America need to be on Ritalin. Hasn't solved the problem, has it? Smoking during pregnancy reduces blood flow to the fetus, retards their growth. They have smaller brains, smaller heads. And I'm thinking of a time when so many of you supported the idea that if a woman used illegal drugs during pregnancy, she should go to jail, have the baby taken away from her. So I simply throw back at you, should women who smoke during pregnancy have their babies taken away from them? Isn't this kind of like abortion? They're doing something on purpose, making their kids' brains smaller, weigh less, making them shorter. 47% drop in these fetuses on the level of key protein that helps blood vessels to relax and blood flow. 18%, that goes on and on, the list of all the evils of smoking during pregnancy. My shtick here is just to bring out the inconsistency in our thinking, especially those of you who make decisions based on emotion and moral judgment. Anxiety, depression, and fertility. We have thought that perhaps women's anxiety and their emotional state can affect fertility. Very difficult kind of a study to do if you think about it. In animals, it does. I've told you the many classical studies, for instance, artificially inseminate a sheep, not the kind of thing you normally do at home. If you play the sound of a dog barking, they don't get pregnant as often. The anxiety in the sheep from hearing the barking dog. This study looked at women having fertility treatments, measured their symptoms of anxiety and depression, and did not seem to see that anxiety and depressive symptoms, they didn't see that they were related to the odds of becoming pregnant. That doesn't minimize the importance of psychological well-being, and this isn't the final answer, in humans. The studies have shown that many women suffer anxiety and depression after failed IVF attempts, so we still need to, you know, do the research to figure it out. Now, I can counter it. There's other research to find fertility rates are lower in women who are stressed out. Quite a lot of times, you're in the middle of fertility workup. Sometimes, take a break. Every fertility doctor has stories of people who get pregnant when they take that break. This is a longer piece on youthful angst. And whether kids are in college or not, it says almost half of young adults in the U.S. meet criteria for at least one psychiatric disorder. These are 19 to 25-year-olds. Now, some of the disorders, like phobias, are relatively mild. This is a government-funded survey of 5,000 young kids done at Columbia University. And it's tricky. Sometimes you see studies like this that are just really a pitch to help the pharmaceutical companies. And how widely you cast your net and what criteria you come up with determines how many kids do or don't fit into that the category. But another piece today would give you a hint. The amount of time that teenagers spend in front of the television determines the risk of becoming depressed. University of Pittsburgh and Harvard looked at media habits of 5,000 healthy adolescents, calculated that each additional hour of TV per day boosted the odds of becoming depressed by 8%. And by the way, playing computer games didn't boost depression, maybe because of the interactivity. And the results, again, you know, 99% of people in car wrecks have eaten carrots in their lifetime. Doesn't prove TV causes depression, but And they could say people who have a predilection for depression also happen to have a predilection for watching lots of TV because they're kind of bored and they're kind of depressed to begin with. But the circumstantial evidence pointing to TV as a culprit is pretty strong. And every study I've seen that we've done on this comes up with the same finding. And when you follow kids along from early in life, and then you all of a sudden you find that their habits, when their bad habits in terms of television started, when their symptoms start, you can begin to draw those kind of conclusions. Kids whose parents give them a little more freedom are more physically active. Independence in kids is difficult. It's part of the problem we have our kids today, and part of it is us. You know, go out and play is something kids never hear anymore. We're afraid for our kids. They're going to get run over. There's predators out there. So kids don't go out and play, and they sit in front of the television. And when you do give your child a little more independence, they are more physically active. And if they're more physically active, that's good. Because this study found that physically fit kids scored way better on standardized math and English tests. That physical fitness is related to academic performance. Okay? We come back a little later on. You know the big holiday's coming up. We're going to talk about chocolate. I wonder if you know this one. Who are the first people in the United States to eat chocolate? Was it always here? Who were they? What were they up to? Was it for romance? And why? I'm Dr. Dean Adell. We'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me.
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month. You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If you're tired of credit card debt with high rates and fees, if you're in over your head dealing with high monthly payments, there's powerful information credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for the credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with low monthly payments you can afford. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. You don't have to declare bankruptcy. Credit Answers represents the highest standards in the industry. We've already helped thousands of people like you save millions of dollars. Just give us 10 minutes and learn how we can help you live better debt-free. Find out how by calling for this valuable free information at 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. 1-800-664-9409.
Hey.
My name's Rachel, and I'm 10 years old. I like riding my bike, playing soccer, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. My friends will drink, so I will too.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
My parents won't really know what's going on yet. I mean, I'll do okay in school, but when I drink, I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
Alcohol affects their judgment and their future. So start talking before they start drinking.
My parents won't believe it could happen to me.
For more information on teens and alcohol, and to learn what you can do, visit the web at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Anchor Professional Medical Corporation.
Want to
talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Hey, Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Karen in Chicago. How are you doing, Karen?
Hi, great. How are you?
Fine, ma'am.
I have a 3-month-old baby boy, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to breastfeed exclusively, but we've mm-hmm. been having weight gain issues. He was actually weighed today, and he's in the 15th percentile. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a lot of research on increasing my milk supply. And I found a drug called domperidone, which mm-hmm. seems like a, probably a safe option to do that. But I was wondering what you thought about that.
Yes, well, first let's talk. I mean, you do know that breastfed babies don't gain weight as quickly as the bottle-fed babies. But at this particular point, at 3 months, I think they should be caught up. Have you done the whole deal with La Leche and got a breastfeeding consultant to talk to you about all other kinds of things besides drugs or not? This is coming from your doctor.
I have not done La Leche, but I have done a lot of research on the internet and read a lot of books, making more milk and that sort of thing. I've tried some herbal stuff, and I've spoken on the phone with a lactation consultant, but have not been actually evaluated in person.
Yes, yes. Okay. Forget the herbs, and I don't know the books that you're reading, but I think you should give yourself the advantage of a lactation consultant. And I'll tell you something. I'm a physician. I got a license. I never learned anything in medical school. I don't think the word breastfeeding or lactation was mentioned once. Now, gynecologists, pediatricians may have more knowledge based on experience and their own independent research. But I've been in a room with a lactation consultant and a pediatrician. Excuse me, there was no comparison. This woman knew 10 times more than the pediatrician did. And this was a sophisticated pediatrician who knew a lot about breastfeeding. So I'm going to take your call as if, you know, you called me and you had, you know, something going on with headaches and I'd send you to a neurologist before you begin medication. And it can help. It can help. And I don't know of horrible side effects, and you probably found the similar deal. But, you know, I have found when women give it a try and they get some real help that, A, there's just so many little tricks and things that you miss. And, you know, trying to evaluate it yourself can be difficult. And, B, you know what? You've breastfed for 3 months. I applaud you. That is a heck of a lot longer than most women do. You've given your baby lots of benefits. And in the end, indeed, I'm not trying to, you know, to down your effort here at all. You go for it. But in the end, if you have to start supplementing with formula, it's not the end of the world either. All right? Let's talk to Shelley. Hi, Shelley. Dr. Udell here.
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
I'm worried about a friend who had a lumpectomy several years ago. She had a breast cancer and refused to have chemotherapy and radiation afterwards. And several years later, just this last year, she was diagnosed with another cancer. And after putting it off, she was convinced finally by her friends and family she had to have a mastectomy for this one. But once again, some swami has convinced her that she should just meditate instead of having radiation and chemotherapy. I have two questions. How do you approach someone who is so influenced by somebody? I mean, I believe in the power of positive thinking, but to say that you ignore, in this circumstance, ignore the...
Right. Oh, no, my gosh, Shelley, we can cut all through it. Of course, of course, of course. And we've tried studies on this in the 70s. Power, all the positive thinking in the world will not alter the course of breast cancer, and her refusal for care is very likely to cost her life. The swami should be put in jail. The swami making a recommendation like that is actionable. Without a medical license, the swami has no right to make that recommendation. And if we start following up on this and putting these people in jail where they should be, then maybe there'll be less of it in the world. Now, we can cross our fingers and hope. The fact she had a lumpectomy and it spread and she required a mastectomy is not good. Is not good. By the same token, she has an outside chance. you know, there is a certain percentage of cancers that do go away by themselves, and that often is very confusing because those cases become famous and induce many others whose cancers are not going to go away by themselves. I wish I knew the answer to your question is how to convince people that they are being misled and to address their fears and their illogic, and it's my life's work, and I can't give you an answer. I don't know her. If I knew her, maybe I could find a little way and a little way in to get her to understand. Do what you can, Shelley, to help her, and good luck. I'll be right back, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The real estate valuation service Zillow.com is reporting that Bay Area homes lost $202 billion in equity in 2008. Bay Area's air quality has been declared unhealthy today, so it is now illegal to burn wood either indoors or outdoors through noon tomorrow. Air quality officials are also asking that you try and drive a little bit less. Two teenage girls who went missing after a Super Bowl party in an unincorporated area of Vallejo on Sunday are considered missing persons at risks because of their ages. The teens are 13 and 14. The Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast, sunny and unseasonably warm this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Every day, the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by Earthshare and the Ad Council.
Energy Hog to Team! Infiltrate the house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows!
And no attic insulation!
Perfect! Now go wild and waste some wattage!
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on, someone's home.
And he's got energy efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paver Stone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paver stone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF, Paver Stone Experts, to schedule your free interlocking paver stone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
Are you looking for an extra special Valentine gift this year? Something exciting? Something different? A balloon flight over the Napa Valley is the perfect gift. It's a truly romantic experience. For over 28 years, Balloons Above the Valley has been creating memories that last a lifetime. Let the breeze usher you along the corridors of grapevines and between the mountains of one of the most magnificent valleys on Earth. Your adventure begins at dawn when the winds are gentle and the light from the morning sun makes the valley shine like a jewel. Once aloft, your brightly colored balloon floats so softly on the breezes that the wind disappears. There is no sense of movement because you have become the wind. After the flight, reminisce over a champagne brunch along the Napa River. This experience can be yours for just $169. Call 800-464-6824 or 1-800-GO-HOT-AIR. For more information, visit balloonrides.com. Balloons Above the Valley. Call today, 1-800-GO-HOT-AIR.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. I'm just pondering that last caller. It upset me. I had a friend. Of course, he knew it was me, and he hid from me the fact that he had thyroid cancer. I'll start quickly the story. With thyroid cancer, is 95% curable? Maybe more so? You know, I'm underlining the word curable. I also need to remember, Shelley can pass on to her friend, most women with breast cancer survive and live a normal life. We're doing well and doing better and better all the time with it. That doesn't mean some people don't lose their lives, especially people who delay treatment. Anyway, so this friend of mine had thyroid cancer. He kept it from me because, hey, I'm me. He knew I would, quote, disapprove. And he was going to some cancer quack who was giving him herbs. And by the time I caught up with it, you know, he was 75 pounds and he died 10 days later. And it depressed me. Because here I am. I I guess when you know me, you're going to predict my judgment. And in that particular sense, it doomed him. It doomed him. And yet he was always into all these alternative and holistic things. That was his thing. But we had a bond anyway, and I have a lot of friends into that stuff. I understand. You know, I do. And it was just terrible. And I had a discussion with a lawyer friend the other day, and I was ranting and raving about cancer quacks. And she said to me, listen, these people believe. They believe in what they're doing, so how can you put them in jail? And is belief an excuse? And there's not a lot of case law on this, to be honest with you. Oh, we bust cancer quacks for sure. I've always divided them into different groups. Those who know what they're doing is quackery. You know, they should be hung. I mean, they're killing people on purpose. It's no different than sticking a gun in someone's belly, as far as I'm concerned. Then there are those poor souls who are deluded, poorly educated, and misinterpret the data, and they truly believe what they're doing. Are they as evil? Well, no, they're not really as evil. Do they walk scot-free? Is stupidity a reason when you harm other people? I'm thinking of the case of the baseball player who was a spokesperson for a diet pill. And when the diet pill empire came down and they came to this baseball player, a judge eventually decided that the baseball player was kind of too dumb to understand that what he was promoting didn't work. So do we hold movie stars and famous people responsible for the quack products that they promote on the air? If you don't hold anybody responsible, then caveat emptor. Can I tell you? You're on your own. And yet you see so many other, you know, persnickety consumer laws addressing the dumbest things that Congress seems to care about. And something like this, everybody wants to turn the other way. All right, quickly, coffee. I've been to this place. If you'd like to have a fabulous vacation, I will recommend in northwestern New Mexico, Chaco Canyon. And, you know, I've traveled to Peru and seen Inca, the ruins, and Machu Picchu and all that. And if you can't afford and to ever get there and do that, this is close and right here in America. A fascinating place with large, huge stone buildings, three stories. Built by Native Americans thousands of years ago. Fascinating place. Anyway, they have found in pottery shards traces of theobromine. And did I say coffee? I meant chocolate. I'm sorry. As you know, chocolate did begin in Mesoamerica. But in America now, it goes back in Chaco Canyon in Pueblo Bonito. And I've been there. Once again, it's a fascinating place. It's the kind of thing you take the kids and you just let your mind wander and think about history and the human, the pageant of human beings and how come they left there and disappeared so quickly. So chocolate has an old history with human beings. All righty. Let's talk to Gloria. This is Dr. Dale. How you doing, Gloria?
Hi, doctor. I have been diagnosed with restless leg syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Requip, 2 milligrams, but it about 5 out of 7 nights a week, it does not work. My legs are still jumping up. I'll take a bath before I go to bed to relax. I'll do everything I can think of, read something really boring, and still I'm up within a half an hour walking the floors for maybe a couple hours every night.
Yeah, well, this is a bigger subject than most people might think. First of all, let's talk about Requip. Basically a Parkinson's drug repurposed for restless leg syndrome, and you know it serves the pharmaceutical companies well when we come up with diagnoses that some doctors think are not real diagnoses. Now, is restless leg syndrome a separate disease or a manifestation of the restlessness I'm taking the word, the restlessness that many people feel when they go to sleep. So this is a variant of a sleep disorder, insomnia, or a separate neurological condition. So that's one. Requip has recently come under fire. There's a very interesting side effect with Requip that maybe you've heard about. People, normal, plain old folk like yourself, become obsessive gamblers. What? How can a drug, a molecule, get in your brain and make you just want to gamble? I have no idea. And if maybe they broaden the scope of the investigation, they would find that Requip increases risk-taking or thrill-seeking. So far, no one's come up with that, but compulsive gambling. Now, on the subject of restless legs, I got to tell you, I'm humbled by it. I don't have a specific answer. You're doing some of the things I would tell you. I've heard recommendations of everything from heating pads, support hose, stretching exercises, real good stretching exercises, calf and thigh muscles before you go to sleep, going after straight sleep hygiene exercises. I would recommend that to everybody. Is to go online, look up sleep hygiene, and look up the seven or eight things you're not supposed to do. And you're doing some of the things right. I just don't know about the rest of them. And if the drug treatment isn't working, then quit it. It isn't that great for it. And as always in America, we turn to the pill first. When you sound like you're willing to be open-minded about it, and try a whole bunch of other things. So when I talk to restless leg people and the things that have helped them, there's just a broad array, and I just can't put my finger on any single one of them. Some people swear by vitamins and magic herbs, and the list just goes on and on and on. And I just myself have not decided if this is, quote, a neurological condition or a manifestation of a sleep disorder, and that addressing primarily the inability to sleep is going to be the way to go. But things that make you relaxed and comfort yourself and your legs do seem to be helpful. I like the hot bath. I like the walking maybe, but we don't. You know, one of the things we never recommend is exercise before sleep. You shouldn't exercise 2 hours, within 2 hours of sleeping, because exercising can energize you, and that energy is not what you need. Sue, this is Dr. Dill. Welcome to the program. Sue?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, fire away quickly.
Okay, is there any way to do a PSA test through a simple finger stick?
Interesting. Why are you asking the question?
My husband, as a lack of a better term, was tortured when he was a youngster by friends with needles and razor blades, and he's deathly afraid. And he's 49 now.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, he's a very unusual situation. But, I say in general, men are more like this than women. Men just don't like blood. We don't deal with it. In medical school, I remember all the medical students who fainted the day we had to learn how to draw blood on each other. We're all the guys, not the women. And this fear, of course, is really important because he's going to need to have his blood drawn if he's going to be healthy. So he has to address this. So I would say let's address the phobia and the fear. And as to your question, I would say yes. The thing is that in today's world, we draw a tube of blood and we run it through this machine, which does, 22 tests all at once, much more efficient. And I don't know that machines are set up to use the finger prick. I personally, and I'll throw this out there. I'm not embarrassed. I don't like finger sticks. You can stick needles in me all day long and draw blood. I don't mind that. But something about that finger stick just drives me up a wall. It's like I don't know when it's coming, and it's really like a blade and it's going to pierce me, even though they use all these little fancy things. And nowadays we use the finger stick, I think, mostly for hematocrits, for how much the percentage of our blood are red blood cells, and they spin it in a tube. But you know something? That we may not even do in that anymore. Because once again, it's more efficient to fill up a tube and do the one stick. So, a doctor can sedate him. And that might help him, just, give him any one of a number or sedatives an hour before you show up, at the doctor's office or in it, because it's critical. It's important. Wouldn't it be silly if we put his life on the line for a test that he needed and out of that fear? So let's try to address it. And he's probably got some post-traumatic stress out of that. And what a horrible story. And I'd love to see him work through that. I got to run. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. We're coming right back.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx.
WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. As a radio host, a Fox News Channel contributor, and a New York Times best-selling author, I've got a reputation to uphold. So when I tell you about a work-from-home opportunity, one where you can earn serious money, you know it's for real. I've been telling my audience for years about IncomeAtHome55.com. Why? Because in an economy where nearly 6 million people will lose their jobs, IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers, and they're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome55.com. Is the way real people just like you and me are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you to succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. Part-time, full-time, you decide. And listen, IncomeAtHome55.com is giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. That's www.IncomeAtHome55. That's the number 55. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Does your current economic situation have you looking for something new? Are you looking to own your very own business? International World of Vacations offers you the freedom to be your own boss. With International World of Vacations, you can own your own online travel company, complete with a custom website, easy-to-use software, and a live 24-hour call center to support your business. Make over 80% of the travel commissions and even earn free travel. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call toll-free 866-498-6388.
I planned a family vacation that produced over $4,000 in commissions.
The Small Business Journal named International World of Vacations one of the top 5 best business opportunities in the country today. Take control and enjoy financial freedom. International World of Vacations offers a 30-day refund policy. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call 866-498-6388 to get started today.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Helen. How you doing, Helen? Hi, Helen.
Yes, hi, this is Helen. Sorry about that. I had a question about AutoCare, or something called CRT. It's where you wear hard contact lenses at night and then don't wear anything in the day. And supposedly it's corrects your vision and or either corrects your vision or slows it down, so slow down the vision degradation. So I wanted to find out whether you is something you would recommend.
Yeah, well, I, you know, personally, yes, are you nearsighted, Helen?
It's for my daughter, actually. She's nearsighted.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, here's the question I would ask. If you wear, when contact lenses first came into market, we found out that if you don't fit them right, you wear improperly fitted contact lenses, they can kind of flatten your corneas. And that helps people with nearsightedness without getting into the optics of it. So you wear it like a retainer lens at night, and it flattens out your cornea, and then you can get away without wearing glasses in the daytime. That sounds like a nuisance to me. It ain't cheap, right? And you're, you know, stuck with fiddling around. Your eyes are always going to pop back, and you're going to be nearsighted again versus, you know, all this fabulous new technology we have out there in 2 seconds, you know, with LASIK and other, that kind of technique. You're permanently fixed. So is this about cost savings, or she doesn't want to have LASIK, or what?
No, she's really young, and I was told that if you do this, you'll make it better for her when she gets older so it doesn't get so bad. She's only 11 now.
Yes. No, I don't believe that. The nearsightedness is based on the size of your eyeball. And for an 11-year-old, I guess I don't know how critical it is. And I hate to, you know, start getting kids uptight about glasses at 11, you know, and I don't find glasses unattractive, and it's a very strange deal, and you have to look into your child's psyche and what it is you're trying to accomplish with this, and, you know, she can wear, I mean, what would be wrong, for instance, with getting her into regular contact lenses? It's so easy nowadays,
right.
And she'll be fine.
She's wearing glasses, and she doesn't mind them. And just thinking about this, because people were telling me that it will actually make her eyes, it slows down the process a little bit more, so she doesn't have to wear, you know, you have to so her vision will stay, you know, it will not go down quickly.
Well, listen, she's nearsighted right now. She's going to be nearsighted all her life, and I'm not sure what the distinction is, and I don't want, you know, you don't want to discuss this too much with her to make her uptight about wearing the glasses. And once again, this is a big pain. I'm not sure I hear the answer to the question about why doesn't she just get regular contact lenses.
Right, I guess it could do that too. I mean,
that's the easiest. It's so simple. The technology is fabulous. You know, we have disposable lenses. She can see. She'll be fine. But if someone is telling you that if you do this and she's, and even, once again, nearsightedness is measured in diopters in your glasses. So if you're, you know, -2 or -3 or -4 or -5, you know, it kind of doesn't matter. You're still going to need correction, whether it's LASIK later on when she's an adult or contact lenses or glasses or whatever. So I'm not sure what a diopter or two difference really makes. And once again, it has to do more with the size of the eyeball. So in a way, I think you're being misled. So if the reason is because you believe that her eyes will not deteriorate as quickly, well, as long as she wears, you know, these retainer lenses at night, yeah, maybe, but then as soon as you stop using them, the eye's going to pop back into the optical shape that creates this. So that's my thought. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adel. We'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-958-8856. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-958-8856 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-958-8856. That's 800-958-8856. Again, 800-958-8856.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you for free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
In Health Magazine.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's bring Heather up, because Heather just was telling me during the break something she saw that affected her the same way two other people who talked to me. I did not see it, but it sounds wonderful. And yes, and you and these other folks I trust. So tell me, tell us about it.
Yeah, great, great movie. I had to laugh at myself, because here I was laying in bed with the covers pulled up and I'm sobbing watching The Polio Crusade on PBS. It's an American Experience movie. I think most of these you can find on Netflix as well, or it'll probably replay. But they showed, I mean, Americans lined up their children to have a then thought of as experimental vaccine because, and I never knew this, you didn't tell us, Dr. Dean, about the iron lungs, and it was horrible. Americans were terrified of this. Oh, and they showed this little kid wrote a letter like, "Dear Mr. Salk, thank you for saving America." Oh, crying, crying, yes. Crying. So good.
It's very, oh, gosh, you know, of course, my mind, and I know yours, too, goes immediately to the anti-vaccinationists. But let's start someplace quickly. First, I knew Jonas Salk. He actually dated my mother, and I met him a few times. And I knew researchers that work with him. And it's a very interesting story, and usually not how it's exactly told, but that's political intrigue of medical science. Polio, I remember, because you know, I couldn't go out and play. We lived in fear of it. And I knew kids who got it. The disease that paralyzed children. I mean, just think about that. And one of the problems that anti-vaccinationists have is they have no knowledge of medical history, and they live in a world where these diseases don't exist. And if you think about polio being wiped from the face of the earth just about, I mean, this is an invisible enemy. I mean, you think how hard it is to go after, you know, Al-Qaeda. Imagine you can't even see a virus in a microscope, and that we've managed to do this with vaccines, though it keeps popping up a little here and there, you know, in northern Nigeria. You know, the local religious folks thought it was a Western plot against their women, so they backed off the vaccinations. And when I see people who, and this is why I get so angry at people like Oprah and even what's this show on television called The Doctors? One of these doctors wears a scrub suit on every day. I just saw it a couple of times. How affected is that? Like, scrub suit, hello, you wear that in the hospital. And, you know, I'm proud to be one of the first TV doctors out there, and I helped to start this whole trend, and I'm proud that the Surgeon General of the United States is a TV doctor. Then I see these people doing a show, you know, helping the anti-vaccine, you know, a vaccine movement in the name of programming, because that gets the audience kind of, you know, kind of worked up. And so next time you come across somebody who bellyaches about vaccines, ask them, where is polio? You know, ask them, where is smallpox? Where is whooping cough? Where is measles, diphtheria, tetanus? Where are these diseases? Well, very much around still in countries where they don't vaccinate. And these people need to be shut up. They're dangerous, they're misinformed, and you have television helping them, because television loves a controversy, and it ain't a controversy, as I said earlier in the program, and 99% of scientists feel one way, and there's a few fringe folks who feel the other. That's not controversy. Anyway, that's the program. Thanks for that, Heather. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Please join us for the next one. Until then, be well.
Does the thought of losing your job keep you awake at night? It doesn't have to. Learn how to make a full-time income working part-time from home with 321WorkGenius.com. Never worry about recession or layoffs again. Request your free telephone session today at 321WorkGenius.com.
As a mom of four kids, I have tried several ways to make some extra money working from home. I finally realized I needed something that would work with my schedule. With the help, I've been able to replace the income from my previous work and now enjoy the freedom of working when I want to.
Isn't it time you got paid what you deserve? Turn your existing skills or hobby into an income-generating online business, all in your spare time, even if you have no computer experience. 321WorkGenius.com. Not telemarketing, and it's not MLM. Take advantage of the free telephone session today and say goodbye to the long commutes, the dead-end job, and long hours. Simply log on to 321WorkGenius.com. That's 321WorkGenius.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.